It's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Well, it was a event unlike any other on Friday night. Junes, I know you couldn't make it because you were out of town, but it was Jub Jam time.
Yes, the first one I've missed. I hated to miss it.
And it's the first one I've been to, so...
we balance each other.
We always have to have someone there from the Muser team other than Jub. It was a great evening, Longhorn Ballroom, Randy Rogers, the whole lineup of guests that George has told you about multiple times, and his band Bird Dogs. And it was a fantastic night of music. It was great seeing all my old friends. My brother and his wife showed up. That was nice. Sat in with Robert Wolanski. So it was a fantastic night all the way around. Did the old go to Denny's afterwards and sit around talking until 4 a.m.
All right.
Which is what I used to do back in my band days. But as you may be able to tell with my voice, it wasn't all great. Because after Jub Jam, I got to feeling a little sick.
Did you perform?
No, I didn't perform. Okay. I was just there to monitor the other performances and make sure that they
weigh
the snuff.
In.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm kind of a quality control guy.
Did you also do a lot of loud talking? Because that'll hit your voice.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Isn't that the thing?
Yeah.
Like, when you're in this business and you don't think you're wrecking your voice for the next day.
Right.
But then you realize, you wake up in the morning, it's like...
Yeah.
I used to never care about that when I was younger. Like, we do screaming characters and... I mean, and now I'm like, I don't know that I want to put my voice through that. I'm going to limit how much I'm yelling here at Jub Jam. Because I don't want to destroy my voice. But, yeah, I ended up, and then I hugged Giorgio afterwards, and that was a disgusting thing, because he was so sweaty.
I imagine.
Poor guy was drenched in
bird
sweat.
Bird-dogging.
Yeah. Boy, listen to this.
Wow.
I'm getting a little boachy-like down here. And,
perfect. 8:40 today.
He's doing all right. I started losing the voice the next day, started feeling achy, and then yesterday I felt just horrible. And I lie in bed all day. I lay in bed. I lie. I lied in bed all day. I fibbed in bed all day.
Yes.
I don't know how you say it. But anyway, I was in bed all day, and that's one of the grossest feelings when you just lay in a bed all day. So you get bed grime.
Mm.
You just feel...
And so, you're like sore.
Yeah,
from doing nothing.
I could not move yesterday because my body hurt so bad.
Did you have bed sores? Did you have to be rotated?
Yeah, they had to come in and rotate me. That's never a good sign when you have to have your body rotated.
No.
Put a talc on you.
Yeah, and they were pointing all sorts of ointments on me. Groin salve. Oh, don't make me laugh. You make me laugh, and then I have to cough.
Right. Sorry.
No laughing this morning on the show.
Yeah, none whatsoever.
I'll make sure of that.
None whatsoever. But my whole goal, of course, was I had this morning circled on my calendar because I wanted to get better for this show.
I appreciate that.
I didn't want to miss Razor, who was going to be filling in.
Mm. Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer Razor. That I found out was on the show 5 minutes before the show started. So I think I'm well enough to broadcast at a high level.
Good.
It's just I sound like crap. Like my voice sounds. I think it's a rough listen.
I like it.
No. It's smoky. It's whiskey.
You're saying it's sexy.
It's that.
Okay.
To a certain degree.
Okay.
Your eyes look, though, I want to go over there and hug you, but yeah. I would get sick if I did that.
I look horrible. I look bad. But
you tested negative for the cove?
But yeah, so I wanted to make sure that it wasn't all coved up from bird dog land. And I took the test. Now, when it came time to take the COVID test, I have several around the house through various times where I bought some to have them on hand, right? And the one that I got, the latest one I got, I wanted to get one that was in date and working. I unboxed this thing, and I'm reading the instructions, and the first thing is, go online on your phone and download our app. This will not work without the app because
what?
It communicates the results electronically.
Please.
It's a total data mining thing where they can get their app on your phone and you've agreed to let them get stats of your phone usage. And So I threw that one away. I said, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was no way to tell whether it was positive or negative just from the test. Hmm. It electronically Bluetoothed with to your phone. A COVID test.
That's crazy.
So I had to root around, found another one. God, my voice is getting worse.
I can hear how emotional it's making.
Yeah, me. I'm getting real choked up about this, about the role of technology in our lives.
Yeah, well.
And found another one, and the one I took was negative.
Okay.
Negative for both COVID and negative for being in date as a COVID test.
Okay.
Oh.
It expired late 2003, early 2004, somewhere in there.
Okay, it's probably still okay.
Yeah, it's something in the back of the fridge. You can still... Yeah.
I didn't notice any
straight
mold
from
on
the
it.
Carton.
So hopefully it wasn't a false negative. But it was negative, and I couldn't find any fever.
Okay.
Well, I take that back. Is it a fever? I usually am like low 97s.
Yep.
And this particular thermometer, I was low 98s.
Rectal?
I wish. I wish. Rectal thermometers frustrate me because they're not big enough.
You tape it up.
Yeah. Roll so much duct tape around it just to get the girth I want.
And he repeatedly takes his temperature over and over.
Isn't that the way you're supposed to do it? By plunging?
Not a dipstick.
So, yeah, no fever.
Triple ripple.
So I think I'm fine. I think I'm fine.
Okay.
Well, you sound it.
But don't make me laugh. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my Lord.
Are you drinking coffee or tea or something this morning? Hot water with lemon?
I'm drinking coffee.
Okay, good.
That can't be good. Isn't tea better?
Yeah.
A little bit of honey, maybe a chamomile or...
Yeah, coffee can be a little acidic.
Uh-oh.
It might be tearing up your vocal cords.
Mm. You know what works really well? The tea that does wonders for the voice is it's called Throat Coat, which is very vulgar sounding.
It is.
I use that when I'm sick.
Really?
Yep. Throat Coat with honey.
It works so well. I've used that too, but I don't have any.
I may have one in my bag. I'll look.
Ah, okay. Well, I'll give it back to you afterwards.
That's all right. You can keep it.
I can have it?
You guys can share it. That'll be fun.
Yeah, we'd love to get our throats coated together. Mm. How hot is that?
Mm-hmm. A reminder, Dr. Carlton Maxwell coming up at 6:40.
Oh, that's true.
Yes. And he's a doctor, so he can prescribe throat coat for
people.
That's right. Even though he's a doctor of psychology.
Especially for himself.
Right. So thanks to Jubb, I think they are now up over $1.5 million raised. It was packed. I mean, and everybody was so into it.
That's
everyone
great.
Knew every word to every Randy Rogers song.
Boy, George is living his best life right now.
Oh,
isn't he, though?
He just played with Randy Rogers and had him at Jubb Jam on Friday, and now he's playing golf in Ireland.
Yeah.
Is he going to sit in with U2 next or something?
What the hell?
Complete
he's on a roll.
Triumvirate.
He's on a roll. I talked with him afterwards, and he was like, he was so happy.
Yeah.
He goes, you don't understand, Gordo. I love Randy so much, and I can't believe that I got to share a stage with him tonight, because they did a few songs together.
How great is that?
And he was over the moon. I felt so happy for George.
Yeah,
that's great. Living his best life.
For sure.
Despite the fact he lost like 5 gallons of liquid when I patted him on the back, it splashed. It was so gross. Poor guy. But his whole family was there, and seeing his boys, geez.
I know.
They're so old now.
I know it. It's amazing.
Everyone's old. Everyone's old now. You realize that?
You look kind of the same, Razor.
I'm holding it down. No, everyone's old.
Yeah.
Like George with the senior source, he's going to be benefactor and beneficiary all at once.
Right. Yeah, I think he's just making deposits in that account that he's going to withdraw soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I know. Good. His boys are all grown, and it's crazy to think that I was there and you were there for most of them when they were born.
I know it. Oh, they did this really cool thing. I guess Randy has this song called Interstate, which is about he and his family going to their lake house and how much that meant to them to go to the lake and so on. And, of course, George is a big lake guy, too. And so while they were playing it together up on stage, on the big video monitors on the other side of the stage, they ran a slideshow of Randy and his dad going to the lake together, you know, childhood photos of Randy. And it was, and then all these childhood photos of George's kids and him going to the lake and everything. It was so moving.
That's
so moving.
Very cool.
It was great, just seeing all these great family moments.
Did it seem like Randy had a good time? Was he?
He's hard to read to me.
Yeah.
But I think so. I mean, he said just really great things up on stage.
Okay, good. Good.
But, yeah. Yeah. I dragged something out of there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, COVID.
Her name is COVID.
Rest your voice for Muse.
Yes, okay. I will.